Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to the Nahar Torah Nida series. This is year number 25, the sixth year on our Chakos, and we're dealing with passing heavy objects. Bezrat Hashem, this year should be b'schus the chayalim akdoishim, who are shomer el ratzinu, kodesh baruch, should be magin alem b'kol makom shem, just like they are magin on us. Now today, we're finishing up the topic of Chakos with respect to passing, in which we're going to deal with heavy objects. There are three examples: carrying heavy objects, placing an object into something the spouse is holding, and feeding a baby while the other spouse is holding the baby. So here we go. With respect to carrying a heavy object together, for example, a stroller, okay, it is completely usur legamre for a couple who is in nida to carry a stroller together. And the reason is because, like we said, because of kirva. Now, the sources here are Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Asher Weiss. Now, there are three possibilities if to matir the situation, / etzos. So, the first one is based on Rav Eider in the name of Rav Moshe, and also the Badei Ashulchan. They write, if no one is available to help, then it isn't an act of love. It's not kirva, and it's going to be mutar for them to carry the stroller together. Rav Avadia writes that getting on a bus, or if you live on the top floor, then it's mutar to carry it together if you cannot do it alone. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, okay, that there was a story of a bacher that he was standing at a bus stop, and he once saw the family was in nida. So the bacher went to, the husband went to pay, and the woman, the wife, lifted the stroller. So he said, if this is the case, it should be that the husband must lift the stroller and the wife should pay. Essentially, it is not, we hold that it's going to be usur. Now, the second case, placing an object in something the spouse is holding. For example, placing a keys into a wife's purse. This is also going to be usur, but for the other reason, not because of kirva, but rather shema yigaba, meaning it's passing and he might touch her. This is all brought down from the Be'er Moshe. Now there are two ways to matter this, and they come about from throwing. So if you throw it into the purse, the Badei Ashulchan is going to be matered. And however, for Svardim, placing and throwing is going to be Mutter B'Shem Rav Uvadia. The last case we're going to deal with, and when we finish up here, Chakos of passing B'Set Shema, is feeding a baby while it is on the other spouse's lap. The Mari Kohen paskins that this is going to be Mutter, because, however, only if they're going to make sure not to touch one another. So if the baby is sitting on the mother's lap, the father can feed it the food so long as the couple will not come to touch. Everyone should have a great day.